This is WJLY's Lamplighter program. Today we're going to pick up with part two of a conversation with Shirley Belts of the Nicaraguan Christian Education Foundation.
It had the M word in it.
Millions of dollars, and you got this for considerably less than that. Mm-hmm. It was in bankruptcy, and so you got the building, but it's an older building, so it does need some attention. Yeah, so that's probably another volunteer need.
It is.
If you've got folks who are handyman or handy woman.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a man upstairs right now working on painting a room. So we have jobs, all kinds of jobs. We have not paid for any of the upgrades other than this roof that's going on. Mm-hmm. Because we've had people that have volunteered, they have the skills. And they come and some of them spend the weekend and will work on something, and others spend a couple days and others are local.
Yeah.
And we have a director of maintenance that's wonderful. He volunteered. He asked, would you mind if I be director of maintenance? And I said, let me think. Yes.
And it's pretty fascinating walking through the warehouse, through this warehouse structure here, because Shirley, when we were talking about things that they needed or that they ship, you know, she mentioned clothing and food and school supplies. But as I'm walking back to that warehouse, they've got bicycles. They have toilets. They ship toilets. Now, obviously, you got to clean the things up, but they ship toilets, bicycles, file cabinets. Mm-hmm. So just almost anything you could think of. It'd be easier if they could find that used forklift that could come here and
find a good
working used forklift. Uh-huh. It needs a new home. Shirley would be happy to adopt it.
If you're upgrading your forklift,
you can
use one that's still in good use.
Yeah, so if it's still working and has got some miles left in it, then they'd be happy
and
to
volunteers,
take that.
And volunteers, women out there, if your husbands are newly retired and you don't quite know what to do with them, bring them on down. We can use the men as well as the women and the children.
So today we're sitting here talking on location at the Nice Foundation in Highland, Illinois at 1405 Walnut Street. The Nice Foundation is the Nicaragua Christian Education Foundation. If you are interested in the ministry at Nice, you can go to their Facebook page, which is The Nice Foundation on Facebook, The Nice Foundation, and find out more information about the ministry. If you're a church that might say, hey, we'd like to partner with you and sponsor a food packing day or food packing night, you can get a hold of them through their email, which is BillBeltz, BillBeltz at hotmail.com, or you can call them at 618-882-6090, and a church can sponsor the feeding. The only thing they have to do is pay 30 cents per every meal that's packed. Shirley and her crew will bring all the supplies, everything that needs to be done for you. So let's see. When I was out in the warehouse, like I said, you've got people loading up pallets, so you're getting ready to ship. How complicated is that for you to get from this items from here in Highland, Illinois, down to a port in Nicaragua and out to that pasture out in the field?
We have a shipping company that we've worked with for a long time that do a lot of international shipping, particularly for religious groups. And they work very well with us. We'll have a container will be dropped on Friday morning at about 8 o'clock from Young Trucking. And we love Young Trucking, by the way. Promote them. And we'll load it up. Most of it will get loaded on between 8 and 12 on Friday. And yes, it is rather complicated in that we've got to plan ahead what all we're going to put in there and what all they need in Nicaragua. We want to send what they need and not overwhelm our warehouse there. And so that will be 20 pallets of meals. And I can't tell you offhand how many meals that is because I don't have a cheat sheet in front of me. But then we will put in the school supplies, and I'd mentioned that before. The school supplies we collect in May and June of every year, and those are the leftovers that schools in the area. I think we have about 50 schools now that are donating. And so we have people that will go through those school supplies and tear out the pages that are used in the notebooks, check all the markers and the pens, and then they will be put together in a box of school supplies that will be given out at our January annual teachers conference. And we will deliver to about a network of about 25 Christian schools. 120 teachers attend our conference. And so this gives them things that they cannot afford.
Now, you told me about your conference, but tell me a little bit about that teachers conference again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by a church that donates to us. And it's 2.5 days of of programming.
Yeah. And this conference is in Nicaragua.
It's in Nicaragua,
for Nicaraguan teachers. Yep.
And it's operated by Nicaraguans, an organization that we were able to help them form of Christian teachers. So they operate the things themselves. We don't have to do anything but supply some funding so they can come to a camp and stay for 2.5 days.
And you said you get two groups of teachers. One is a group of teachers from Christian schools, and the other group are Christian teachers who are teaching in the public school.
They're invited.
Yep.
They are invited. Last year we had about 120. It increases a little each year. But 2.5 days of their programming. We have church in the evening, and we have all kinds of things, like such as they pick their own topic. One of the topics, I think it was last year, was how to teach the child who isn't learning. Another one would be focused on discipline.
So this is like continuing education.
It is continuing education.
Yep.
The Christian school teachers don't get much of that. And they are thrilled to have something like this that they can come to, not only because they're learning things that they need to learn, but because it's 2.5 days where these women do not have to do laundry, take care of kids, fix their own meals. You know, they are thrilled to just get together and solve their own issues themselves.
And then when they're done, when they leave there,
they get their box of school supplies, and a number of them will, these are about 30, 32 pounds of school supplies, and these little women will hoist them up on their shoulder and head out for the bus stop. They are tough, and they are appreciative because they've never had anything like that before.
Yeah. Now, again, some other things as we're going around the warehouse, you've got ladies who make little girls' dresses out of pillowcases.
Out of pillowcases and sometimes out of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do with those, and, you know, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to make the little dresses. And we take them down and give them to pastors' wives. And then they are able to pass them out to the church, the children that are of that age in their church and in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We try to put another layer between us and giving it out. We do not want to be the giver-outers. We want to be the equippers.
Yep.
Equip and encourage.
Yeah. And then you had something out there, homemade Salvation dolls. Explain that.
Salvation dolls, for those of you who haven't seen it, are they are a two-faced doll. We have boys and we have girls. One face has a happy face on it, and it's and a cross in the heart. And the other side has a sad face and no cross in the heart. And it has the beads around the neck that explain the plan of salvation, the different colored beads. And it has a label on it that talks about the plan of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So these dolls might be given out. You know, it's before you know Jesus and after you know Jesus.
Yes.
And these might be given out as gifts, as awards in schools. It may be given out in the cancer ward at a local hospital for the ladies who are undergoing chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to a wide range of people.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting back there because they've got them packed in a used big plastic cat litter. Plastic cat litter containers, so they're waterproof, a little chew resistant, you know. These guys reuse everything over here. It's amazing.
Yeah, we have mostly in those cat litter boxes. We have boxes. We have crayons. We use used crayons and new crayons, and we'll put maybe 5 in a little bag, and we'll put a scripture in and seal it up, and we package those bags of 25. We're able to give those out to children in the various programs in the schools. We have a child sponsorship program. We have currently 3 schools that have children available for sponsorship. Let us know. We'll get you a cute child. We could not get you a homely child, but we can get you a cute child. And you can correspond with them, and you can send cards to them, and you can go down and visit them. What your money goes to at $34 a month is to keep the doors on the school open. It pays the expenses of the schools.
Hmm.
We do not put schools in prosperous neighborhoods. These are the poorest of the poor so that these kids can get a Christian education. And we've had success with that because the first school that we were heavily involved with now has, our kids from that school are now in their late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
They've been helping younger siblings to get an education. They now have, a lot of them have gone to college in a country where two-thirds of the people do not make it through sixth grade. Two-thirds do not make it through sixth grade. You do not get a very good job.
Yeah.
But once we were able to get those children through sixth grade, the parents are willing to invest in that one child to get them further education. And then when they get through high school, they will get a job, and they will find a way to go long-term through college. We have a young man that was a young lady in our first school. She was in about fourth grade, and she came to the principal and said, I have a little brother. He has flunked first grade twice in a public school, but he's smart. And will you put him in first grade here? And we're thinking, we can't teach special needs mm-hmm. kids here. We have to focus on who we can teach, not on who we can't teach. But we said yes. So her brother comes to school, rises to the top of the class, and now he's a surgeon.
Amazing.
And she's a veterinarian.
Amazing.
And then we have kids that work with computers. We have one young man that works in a bank. We have everything as far as these kids that are now helping their younger siblings and cousins and the rest of the family to get an education.
So listeners out there, who knew right out of here, Highland, Illinois, they're making impact for Jesus down in Central America. Mm-hmm. So if you want more information, go to their Facebook page, The Nice Foundation, The Nice Foundation. And man, it's just amazing. We're going to have to come back and talk again sometime. So we've been visiting today on location with Shirley Belts of the Nicaraguan Christian Education Foundation. And this has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.